Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods. Yes, you are, Nell. Nell Robinson and Jim Nunnally Band, starting off this week's Out of the Woods. From their new one, Baby, Let's Take the Long Way Home, that was called I'm brilliant. They are brilliant. Great CD. Love that stuff. Hey, folks, welcome to the show. I'm Chip Calkard. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours, spinning mostly acoustic music, as we do every week here on Out of the Woods. Once again this week, though, we have live music coming into the studio for you. Red Tail Ring are coming out all the way from Kalamazoo. Yeah, Laurel Primo and Michael Beauchamp will be here, so don't go anywhere. We got a little bit of CD music first, though, to kick things off. Got a brand new CD now from Mr. Joe Jenks. It's called Poets, Philosophers, Workers, and Wanderers. Tongue twisters, too. Yeah, there you go. This one is written by Jack Hardy. Whenever I see a Jack Hardy song on a new CD, I have to play it. This one was written about Jack Hardy's grandfather. I can't remember. John Studebaker. And I believe Studebaker is also Jack Hardy's middle name, if I remember correctly. It's called Wheelbarrow Johnny. Here's Joe Jenks on Out of the Woods.
From the hills of Pennsylvania across the Ohio, as far as the southern bend of the muddy old St. Joe to build a home. A blacksmith and his family of nine, in the days we've come to know as 49, shoeing horses, building wagons for the road. He taught his sons to build a wheelbarrow. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. There's one in every crowd, sown with the wild oats. And Johnny was the one who said he had to go. I'm leaving home. Well, his pappy pleaded, stay with us and work. And his mama cried, you don't know what is worth. So in 16 silver dollars in his belt, one for every year his youth could tell. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. It's roll, Johnny, roll, roll across the plains. It's right, Johnny, ride, don't hold back on the reins. There's gold, Johnny, gold, off in the Hangtown Hills. You'll sail home around Cape Horn with your pockets lined with gold. He landed in the promised land, what's now called Placerville. Though then it was known as Hangtown, for the dreams that it had killed, I miss my home. Well, these city slickers don't know about the land. They don't know how to work with their sifting for gold through the sand, gambling and stealing all they can. Oh, that wheelbarrow, you're gonna roll. His fingers to the bone, his belly filled with stone. He never found the gold, he sold off all he owned. I'm heading home. You only own what you carry in your soul. and I'm carrying the weight of told you so. When this man said by chance you wouldn't know how to build me a strong wheel barrel. Oh, that wheel barrel. You're gonna roll. It's roll, Johnny, roll. Roll across the plains. It's right, Johnny, right. Don't hold back on the reins. There's gold, Johnny, gold. Off in the Hangtown Hills, you'll sail home around Cape Horn with your pockets lined with gold. Before the first was done, word had gotten round. He had to build one now for every man in town. This ain't my home, but a friend is made fast with good work, given more than you promise in worth. The one place he never looked for gold, he sold $50,000 worth of wheelbarrows. Oh, that wheelbarrow. You're gonna roll. Now gold is where you find it, and before you know it's spent. And a wind falls like a rainfall, you don't know where it went. I'm working more, but a gambler's got to learn how to work, and a worker's got to gamble all he's worth. Now Johnny rides around with presidents while you're still worrying how to pay rent. Oh, that wheelbarrow. You're gonna roll. It's roll, Johnny, roll. Roll across the plains. It's right, Johnny, right. Back on the rings, there's gold, Johnny, gold. Off in the Hangtown Hills, you'll sail home around Cape Horn with your pockets lined with gold. Oh, that wheelbarrow. Made of
sounds before that war. Time clock, faith in material, the tractors and contractors of wealth, where they called the tulips Manhattans, and prejudice was called the help.
Who would believe naively that these natural. All of it's gone to hell. Perhaps it's just as well. Lost in the miniature teacups, the umbrella shielded sun. Listening to the piano boom, Napoleon's gathering guns. As I lay quietly quilted on that screen in porch I knew, listening to the cicadas sing, not knowing they were doomed. Who would believe naively that these things are perpetual? All of it's gone to hell. Sipped their cocktails, diversions of fair play, and talked of factories closing while arguing grass or clay. The elm tree is slowly dying on the stately avenues. The evening's silence shattered when the factory whistle blew. Would believe naively that these things are perpetual. All of it's gone to hell. Perhaps it's just as well. Voices beckoned somewhere beyond the wall. The 17-year locusts were leaving behind their shells when the ice cream truck bell told the garden to hell. Who would believe naively that these things are perpetual? It's gone to hell. Perhaps it's just as well. All of it's gone to hell. Perhaps it's just as well.
Took a tree into the town to see if it would grow, not knowing I was affixed to the fate of the seed I'd sown. My roots are solid underground, fed by the warm spring rain, where thunders fierce and fickle winds find compromise insane. I seek refuge in this tree of rhyme, into its arms I climb, frightened by the terror of the scythe. There will be peace with the wind and rain, the roundness of the earth and flame. This tree is more constant than I. This tree is more constant than I. My tree has flourished the same as I, though invisible at times. Beneath the rubble, vacant dies, the seed divides and climbs. As if part of a forgotten age, when business was a vice and virtue was merely picking fruit in some patient paradise. I seek refuge in this tree of rhyme. Into its arms I climb, frightened by the terror of the scythe. There will be peace with the wind and rain, the roundness of the earth and flame. This tree is more constant than I. This tree is more constant than I. I pity those without a tree, as birth has doomed no one. For bricks are merely mud and straw, canals are just rivers wan. For nature schemes and cracks and seams, waiting for a time to bloom. Even down in that soot-gray town, in some forgotten room, I seek a refuge in this tree of rhyme. Into its arms I climb, frightened by the terror of the scythe. There will be peace with the wind and rain, the roundness of the earth in flame. This tree is more constant than I. This tree is more constant than I.
My name. I've seen America out on the byroads, roads that you travel when you were lost. I've quenched my thirst and prayed against the worst, searching for six calendar cafes out on the blue highway. Some say the old ways are far behind. I say they're more living old ways and new ways. It takes the blue highways to show you the signs. I have seen firsthand destruction of the land. Third degree, second, and worse. Out on the blue highways. There's click. And old ghost towns. People have come and gone, ghost dancing going on. Seems like I know all the folks here by name, with sugar running, fish in the rain, and monks in the mountains. Out on the blue highways, the least I have come to know are how my thoughts in a circle go east by northwest, west by southeast, signs of life in whoever you meet, with miles of highway there at my feet. I've been looking for some common ground out on the blue highway.
Kate McLeod for you here on Out of the Woods, one of our former guests, and that's live stuff, actually, believe it or not, recorded at Ken Sanders' Rare Books in Salt Lake City, Utah, and once she wrote about the blue highways, you know, those little blue lines on the maps there, and William Least Heat Moon in his book there. We had one from David Massengill just before that, an old Jack Hardy tune. I should mention Kate used to play for Jack Hardy, too. She played some violin for him on some of his later stuff. But yeah, David Massengill with Tree of Rhyme, one of Jack's songs from the Fast Folk Musical Magazine, a tribute to Jack Hardy collection. Just fabulous stuff. I highly recommend picking that one up if you get a chance. There's some amazing folks on there and whatnot. We heard from Jack Hardy himself from the Landmark album, I think, what, 1982 or something like that on that one. But we heard the title track. And if you had been listening to the actual album, you would have heard the song that Joe Jenks did just before that called Wheelbarrow Johnny. And that's from Joe Jenks' new CD called Poets, Philosophers, Workers, and Wanderers. I got it all that time, right? I didn't screw that one up. Tongue twisters abound. But yeah, and I was talking about the relationship between Jack Hardy and John Studebaker, who was part of the big Studebaker automotive family. He started out making wheelbarrows during the gold rush or something like that. But actually, he was Jack Hardy's three times great-grandfather. I figured it out while I was listening there. So there you go. Joe Jenks and Jack Hardy's song, Wheelbarrow Johnny, started off that set. Well, we have live music here in the studio this week, so you don't want to go anywhere. We've got Red Tail Ring coming in all the way from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Laurel Primo and Michael Beauchamp, they're going to pick and sing. We're going to chat some, so don't go anywhere. They'll be with us for about an hour of the show. We do have our first break to take. We're going to do that. We'll be right back after this.